My name is Alistair Turner, and I live on Long Lane, and we've all lived in the area for a number of years. I'm very passionate about our area. It's worth mentioning I have another hat that I wear, which was that I was the former government special advisor on the Marktown family and alcohol policy. Don't blame me for things. It was a non-political appointment. And also, I advise councils and government around the world on nighttime economies and creating safer places to live. But really, I'm sort of speaking initially as a local resident. So, why are we here? Well, we're asking that the council will consider or reconsider some of the wording in this policy, and will include the southern part of Bermondsey Street as part of its saturation zone, which currently it has decided to leave out of that zone. It's not because we're NIMBYs and we don't want any change, like some people in the shires. It's because we really care passionately about our area and we're worrying that it's at a tipping point. And I can do that both as a resident and Vincent and Peter can answer questions from you on that about how it's changing, and also I can see it from a professional perspective as well. We think that now is the right time to consider granting saturation zone. It can be done outside of the existing policy. It can be done at any time. You don't have to wait 3 years to accept that. And I can give any advice that might be considered necessary. Unpaid. I think it's a really good point to make about our area. It's a jewel amongst many jewels in Southwark. It's a very mixed community. We have a lot of wealthy people, a lot of social housing, people from all sorts of different backgrounds, increasing number of families moving into the area, which is something I've been advising governments and councils to do and to work on in inner urban areas for many years. And so there's so much right around our area. However, while we all enjoy our local bars and pubs and restaurants, there's an increasing number of them seeking to open in our area who don't have the same level of commitment as those bars and pubs and restaurants who've been there for a long time. And if you'll notice areas like Hoxton and Shoreditch, recently Dalston, other parts of London that you may know, very quickly an area can become out of control. The council has within its power, and this is worth just noting what a saturation policy is, just in case some members are not on the licence agreement and not aware of it. Instead of the council, us, the police, having to prove that there are problems in the area to resist more bars and pubs, they have to prove to you and to us that they're not going to cause any more problems. So it's not saying that things can't change ever and that new ventures won't open in our area, but we want to just have the control collectively ourselves to do that. Now, part of that is about evidencing the issues we've got. I know the council has said that crime in our area is not as high as some of the areas where we've got alcohol-related problems and saturation policies exist in those areas. But what we've discovered over the summer is things are really changing. We've got relatively low levels of crime, although that's increasing, but we've also got an awful lot of unrecorded nuisance. And that ranges from high levels of urination, criminal damage, and these are going up quite rapidly over the last 6 months. If we wait too much longer to look at this policy, it could be, like some of my other areas and the clients I work for, we could be well beyond the point where we can bring it back into line. As I said, just to conclude, it's not that we're asking for sort of NIMBY and for no change. We welcome change, that's why we live in the area. And it's not just the three of us, there's many of us who feel that way. And the council would have to consult on it anyway. I can almost guarantee that the vast majority of people in the area would say, and the businesses as well would say, that they would like such a policy. But it would be only right that the council should consult on it. And of course, there will be some people who say they don't see the need for it. But that's what we're asking this evening. It sounds a little bit small scale. It's not perhaps as motivational or as exciting or as profound as some of the other things, and we don't claim it that. But it gives the council, and council of all persuasions, the opportunity to ensure that we have an organic and sustainable change in our area, and that Bermondsey Street and its surrounds remain one of the jewels of many in Southwark's crown. Thank you.
Councillor Richard Livingston. also for the very long wait that you've had to give it to us. You may have seen in the papers from the meeting that we've got an amendment to the Licensing Act, which I think has actually got, hopefully, some across the board support from certainly both the two largest parties in here, so it's got a very good chance of getting through, despite some of the wrangling we had and some other issues. I just wanted to make sure that if you have the chance to have a look at that, which does suggest that we use the new Police and Social Responsibility Bill to give us the opportunity to look at issues proactively, such as Bermuda Street, but I think there's obviously other areas as well. Whether you think us passing that answers what you're asking for here today, or whether that misses the point. I think it probably does do the job. I just wanted to check that with you.
Well, I imagine, I don't fully understand the question, it sounds somewhat procedural to me, but I'm not an expert on these matters, but if it meant that the issues raised by us so eloquently just now were addressed effectively, then I would certainly welcome that.
Hi, if I could just, on a technical issue, I think we would say that was, you know, the right way forward, because as I said, you know, we can talk about it in more depth, we can provide evidence, we've got a lot of informal evidence. You know, I did work for councils and we provide quantitative evidence. I'm not trying to sell to my own council, because it might be considered a conflict of interest there, but we could use some of the techniques that I've used to gather evidence if the council feels it needs more, because the critical element is that while I could sit in here with the borough commander, as I often do in places, and they could say, we've got a real problem, or around here, your area is probably the least of my concerns, sir, as I might be told here. The issue is certain relativity about how local people feel, but also in terms of police officers deal with what is happening now, don't necessarily register the low level violence and disorder, which, as the council mentioned earlier, is often the slippery slope towards, you know, Armageddon, in inverted commas, or out of inverted commas. So yeah, I think we'd be happy with that. Thank you.
Councillor Tim McNally.
I'd like to thank the deputation for coming and being so patient to wait until such a late hour. As a Chaucer Ward councillor, I cover the very bottom bit of Bermondsey Street, and I really have welcomed the regeneration of Bermondsey Street across the years, ever since this first of Bermondsey Kitchen appearing and then just the move upwards, and I think Councillor Gettleson probably lives in Zuka nowadays. but we have also lost some things along the way. We lost our post office when it was closed, and I fear that this move up market in terms of the North Bars might lose valuable things like George's. I might have to then find somewhere else to get my hair cut. So, you know, I'd just like to ask you why, I share your view on this, but why you think now is the time when we can say enough is enough and really we need to get the separation policy in place.
Well, perhaps I can speak to that. Again, thank you for giving us the opportunity. I think I moved into the area relatively recently, 2 years ago, and particularly the last 6 months, I have a young family. I have a 14-month-old son. In common with a lot of other young families in the area where we meet on the Tanner Street Park, there's a genuine concern about the recent proliferation of licensed premises. And also, we're aware of Bermondsey Street now a prime target for similar licensed premises, large barns. Anyone who lives in the area will understand that the opening of the Shard and White Cube last night is obviously going to bring more, or the opportunity for more licensed premises into the street. Now, no one who lives there at the moment can argue that they don't have bars or restaurants. That's not what we're talking about. It's about balance, and it's about Bermondsey Street standing for something which surely is a diversity. It's about residents, retail, bars and restaurants all working together. Now, if you let the balance shift in one direction, everything, that whole thing falls apart. Families will leave. I don't want to live next to a bar and a restaurant. I don't want to bring up a young son there. And at the moment, I'd love to bring him up in Bermondsey Street and proud to live there. I think there is a real risk of, if we don't act now, bars and, you know, similar, premises like that. shifting the balance away from what makes Bermondsey Street special.
We now need to move on. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, no, we've got to move on. I would like to thank the deputation for attending this evening. Officers will escort the deputation to the public seating area if you wish to listen to the rest of the meeting.